All right, I want to talk about intervals. Intervals is simply the term we use to describe the distance between two notes. Here's a note, there's a second note. The distance between that is an interval, and we have a bunch of different names to use to describe these intervals. We're going to use the major scale, which we've talked about already, has this sound. That's C major, conveniently white keys on a keyboard, on guitar. You can find the finger positions for that. Now we measure, the starting point for intervals is to measure the different intervals from the first note of the major scale to all the other scale degrees, like the first note to the second note, or the first note to the third note, or the first note to the fourth note, or the first note to the fifth, and so on. Here's first to the sixth, first to the seventh, and finally first up to the eighth note, which is the octave and the same letter name. So we're going to use an interval number that describes the distance from that. The second will be the second note of the scale, and so we're going to call this interval from C to D, playing them both the same time. That is a second as an interval number, and we use the interval quality part of the name major. When we talk about the quality of an interval, there are five different names we can use: major, minor, diminished, augmented, and perfect. So this particular interval from a C to a D, by definition, the first note to the second note of a major scale, is called a major second. Sounds like that together. Considered a dissonant interval. And a lot of times that interval will then resolve to something else. So from the first note to the third note of a major scale is called, as an interval number, a third. And when you put the quality part of the name in, it's a major third. So just by definition, the first note to the third note of a major scale is a major third. Now let's go back to the second and notice that the interval of a major second was a whole step. That's just the way it works in a major scale. From the first note to the second note is a whole step. So the size of a major second is a whole step, or two half steps. And from the first note to the second note, whole step, then another whole step to get to the third note. So when you measure from the first note to the third note, that was two whole steps, or four half steps. All these things have to be true. The first note to the third note of a major scale has four half steps, and that sound is called a major third. So now we can measure the first note of a major scale to the fourth note, and that's not called a major fourth, but instead it's called a perfect fourth. Fourths and fifths don't use major or minor, but instead use the word perfect. So the first note to the fourth note of a major scale is a perfect fourth. And notice it's just one half step more than a major third, because in the scale formula it was whole step, half step. So we're now five half steps. And it's useful, instead of talking about two and a half steps, to measure it in half steps. So from now on, we'll talk about two half steps for a major second, four half steps for a major third, five half steps for a perfect fourth. Now the next one would be the first note to the fifth note of a major scale is called a perfect fifth. And it's two more half steps, so it's a total of seven half steps. Sounds like that. Then the first note to the sixth note of a major scale is called a major sixth. So now we're back to using major as the part of the name, not perfect. Major sixth, considered a very consonant interval, nice sound. And then a more dissonant sound, but interesting to my ear, the major seventh. From the first note to the seventh note of a major scale is a major seventh. Well, let me back up. Back to the major sixth. That was 9 half steps. So a perfect fifth was 7, and then 2 more half steps to get to the sixth scale degree. So that's 9 half steps. 2 more half steps to get to the seventh scale degree. Major seventh is 11 half steps. And finally, 12 half steps to get to the octave. So the letter names involved, going back through the whole thing, is C up to a D is a major second, 2 half steps. C up to E is a major third, 4 half steps. C up to F is a perfect fourth, 5 half steps. The C up to G is a perfect fifth, which is 7 half steps. The C up to A is a major sixth, which is 9 half steps. And the C up to B is a major seventh, 11 half steps. And finally, C up an octave to C is 12 half steps. So there's different numbers involved. The name of the interval, seconds, thirds, fourths, and fifths, and also the number of half steps involved. The reason it's important to understand that, because we're going to fill in the gaps with additional names. Now, there was a note in the major scale that was skipped over when you went up a whole step. It was this sound right here. So I played a C, and here's a C sharp, or a D flat, and here is the D. So this sound we need a name for as an interval. C up to D flat would be considered a second, but it's 1 half step smaller than a major second. So we call that a minor second. So minor second is 1 half step. And if you think about that interval, you've heard it maybe played in a lower range as a movie theme of Jaws, half step, minor second interval. Back into a C reference, that's a minor second, a half step higher gets you to that major second we already talked about. Now we went a whole step to go to a major third, but if you take this note E and lower it by a half step to make E flat, C to E flat is a minor third. This is the major third, this is the minor third. So far, if you take a major interval and lower it by a half step, it becomes the minor name of the same interval number. The major second, when lowered, it became a minor second. And a major third became a minor third when the upper note was lowered. Now the next one was a perfect fourth, where we had from the original major scale. Sometimes you would raise that to make this sound. It, in this case, would be written C to F, and then C to F sharp. Now, a perfect interval, when raised by 1 half step, becomes called an augmented. So this is now an augmented fourth. One of the notes that's not in the major scale at this place, but the name we give for the tone that's in between the gaps, if you might think. We had a perfect fifth in the scale, but sometimes the sound we were just talking about is renamed as a G flat, and in this case, it's a perfect fifth interval that's been lowered, so it's called a diminished fifth. That's been a really important interval in music, even though it doesn't exist between the 1 and 4 or the 1 and 5 in a major scale, it does exist in there somewhere. Not at this position. So we have a perfect fifth, and here's a diminished fifth. Now we could take a perfect interval, as we mentioned, and if you lower it, it becomes diminished. When we were on a fourth, we raised it, and it became augmented. So here's the sound of a perfect fifth, C up to G. Here's a C up to G sharp, an augmented fifth. But This sound is also sometimes written differently on the page and is called a different name. If you call this sound instead of G sharp an A flat, then you might understand that since this C to A was a major sixth, this would be a minor sixth. So this sound has two names. Depending on the context of music you're in, generally you'll be able to understand which name is appropriate. So we have this sound as a minor sixth. This was the major sixth, which existed in the scale. Here was the major seventh, but if we take this sound and lower it, we have a minor seventh. Major seventh, minor seventh. And of course we have the octave. Now every once in a while, you'll take a major interval and you'll make it larger, and it'll become augmented. For instance, we could take this major sixth and raise the top note, and now it's an augmented sixth. Now that same sound we called a minor seventh. And it's true that just like certain notes have two names, certain sound of intervals have two names. And on occasion, this sound might be written down on the page to look like an augmented sixth, and in other situations, it might be a minor seventh. So let's run through all the typical names in using all the chromatic notes. From the first note, up a half step is generally called a minor second. And then from the first note, up a whole step, two half steps, which is just like starting a major scale, that's a major second. From the first note, up three half steps is a minor third. From the first note, up four half steps is a major third. It's just like the first note to the third note of a major scale. From the first note, up five half steps, which is just like to the first note to the fourth note of a major scale, is a perfect fourth. From the first note, up six half steps, sometimes that is called an augmented fourth. Other times, when you look at it on the page, it'll be written as a diminished fifth. From one note up seven half steps, it's just like the first note to the fifth note of a major scale, it's a perfect fifth. From a lower note up eight half steps, this sound is sometimes called a minor sixth, and other times an augmented fifth. From a note up nine half steps, is just like the first note to the sixth note of a major scale, so it's called a major sixth. From a lower note up 10 half steps is the sound of a minor seventh. Every now and then this sound is called an augmented sixth. And then from the lower note up 11 half steps is a major seventh. And then an octave is 12 half steps. So there are two things about intervals. One is finding the scale degree number. That's the second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. And generally, when you're listening to music, you can't always tell. It's clear when it's written down on the page because you're measuring line space positions. But the other is the number of half steps, and that will determine what type of name you give. So if you look on the page and it's up from a line to the very next line, that's a third. After you measure from one note to the other and you find out it's three half steps, a third with three half steps was the minor third. If it had four half steps, it would be the major third. So using this formula as a starting point, the major scale, we get the major and perfect intervals, and then by making the changes, we get the minor, augmented, or diminished intervals. Oh, I want to mention a couple of things I forgot. The octave, 12 half steps, is referred to as a perfect octave. And you can modify that. It generally is just an octave. This sound, which is a major seventh, is in some rare instances perhaps called a diminished octave. But perfect octave, 12 half steps. And the other thing is sometimes two people play the same note. On guitar, you can do that. Here's two C's. And that's called a unison, a perfect unison. So we have unisons, seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths, sixths, sevenths, octaves, and it actually can go beyond that for more complicated harmony. Ninths, tenths, elevenths, twelfths, thirteenths as an interval might be used, especially ninths, elevenths, and thirteenths for chords. We'll talk about that at a later time. So let's review the basic principles. We had within, from the starting note of the of a major scale up to the other scale degrees, we had major or perfect intervals. Any of the major intervals, when they were made smaller by one half step, they became minors. So minor third was a half step smaller than a major third. And any of the perfect intervals, if they were made smaller by one half step, they became diminished. Like a perfect fifth made smaller by a half step was a diminished fifth. And any perfect interval made larger by one half step becomes augmented. For instance, if you had a perfect fourth and that was made larger by one half step, still looked like a fourth on the page, it would be an augmented fourth. Now, the one thing we didn't have an example of, and that's if you have started with a major interval, made it smaller by one half step by lowering the upper note, it would now become a minor interval. And if you made it smaller again by raising the lower note, and it still on the page looked like a third, it would now be called a diminished third. You'd see it on a keyboard as just a major second interval. It would be just a whole step apart, but on the page it would look like a third, and there is a name for that odd animal. And when it's inverted, it would look like an augmented sixth. But as you feel it on the instrument, it'd feel just like a minor seventh interval. So we talked about the augmented sixth, but not its inverse, which would be a minor interval made smaller again, becomes diminished.